First thing we'll do is we'll have the financial report. Our secretary put out a really nice letter. I want to thank her for all of the work that she did to put the letter together and keep all the finances in order. Obviously, it's, you know, that's what an accountant does, you know. So they're all in order. So you want to review your report there a little bit?
Okay. I'm going to start. I told Kim Brown, she wants to FaceTime, so maybe I'll give her a call. And what? That way she can listen to her.
Okay, whatever. So.
And then I'll start.
So it looks like there is some money left in the, in the fund. We'll address some of the details on road work, what we spent money on last year, and what we're doing this year. So, whatever, get that set up.
Okay. Hello, Kim, do you want me to do FaceTime real quick? Or can you just listen?
Okay, sorry, I was going to my pleasure. Say that last sentence again.
I can call you FaceTime, or you want to just listen?
I can just listen.
Okay. Okay, if that's okay.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, let's get a start right now. I'm going to do my presentation first. I'm Diane Andrews, so I'm the one that sends out the invoices. And just so you all are aware, we have three different levels of billing. We have cabins, which are $75 a year. We have, if you have a trailer or you have an outbuilding of, you know, like a storage unit, that's $50 a year. And then if you just have...
For just 1 second, I'm going through security. They're just going to let me go here in a minute.
Okay. Ask her to put herself on mute.
Put yourself on, maybe put yourself on mute.
High tech, always.
Okay.
Always a problem.
All right, then the last one is if you have just a bare lot and there's nothing on it, and that's $25 a year, which, as you can see, this is pretty cheap. Just a minute. Can you put your cell phone on mute?
Yes.
Okay.
Or turn it.
Sorry.
Turn the volume down.
There you go.
So, as you can see, they're pretty low fees. I've had several people that donated funds. I appreciate it because it's hard to come up with enough money sometimes to get everything done we want to. But right now we have about $5,538 in the bank, and I still have about $2,800 because I got paid some stuff today, so it'll be less than that. So we'll have about a little over $2,000 that's still owed. And I just wanted to tell you, I really appreciate people who just pay right away, because that I don't have to spend the money to collect and send out bills and things like that. And as you know, I do Venmo, and I appreciate everybody that's done the Venmo. That makes it easy for me, and it sounds like it's an easy one for you too. So I'll be sending out the minutes to this meeting within the next few weeks. So that other people know what we talked about. And I want to make sure that if you have not been getting my email, check with me after, because I got to make sure I have everybody's email, or you're not going to get those communications. Okay? And if you want a copy of the covenants or the amended covenants, I can either email those to you, or on our neighborhood website, that Brett set up, I appreciate that. There are in that too. And also, I get a lot of questions about the winter access, and we're separate from the winter access. Richard Western will be talking to you about the winter access. So I don't collect those payments at all. And so Richard, he's the one that you would talk to about that. And then, you know, I'm collecting bill money. Hopefully all our bills are paid by the end of May. So if you want to talk to me after you haven't paid yet, I can take a check or do Venmo, whatever, you know. And I think that's about it. Do you have any questions?
I'll just make a point to your point, you know, most of the work that we're going to do on the roads or stuff that's going to happen, usually it's going to start happening by the end of June, July. So if the kitty's kind of close to full, it helps us be able to, if we're doing equipment or whatever we're doing, that's just something to think about. Because
yes,
usually that's when we're going to get started doing stuff, you know, whatever we're doing that year. So,
yep.
And that's all.
We spent almost $6,000 last year on gravel.
Yeah.
So the roads are in pretty good shape. We did a little bit of weed control this year, but in general the roads aren't in too bad a shape. So I don't think we're going to do a whole lot of road work this year. Not gravel and so forth, not needed. So,
does everybody know who's on the board? Does everybody know who the people are on the board? I'm just asking that. Does everybody know who's on the board? Because we have a board.
Yeah, right. And there are always openings on the board. If anybody wants to help, you know, all you have to do is raise your hand or get your email. Board members were listed on the letter.
You've done your time, Jeff. Don't be disappointed.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not on the board.
Right. On the letter that was sent out, the statement has the listing. Tim, Mark, Diane, myself. I guess you're ex officio.
I'm ex officio, but I'm around to help her.
Been the historian for the subdivision.
Such an honor.
An honorary position. One thing, I printed off some subdivision plats.
Oh, nice.
I think I got a couple more of these left. If somebody needs one to know, you know. Did we put that online?
Yes.
This the maps are out there, okay, right? So our webmaster over here. All right, so.
Well, he's only as good as if we all use that too, right? I mean, we got to kind of.
Yeah, contribute. So, make suggestions and contribute. So.
I guess one subject come up, lot 42, which is down end of Gray Owl. There's that property has been sold, and the current owners, are aware that there was a trail through there, historically has been the Gray Owl Trail, went down through there into the state land. So that's now been closed off. There's a gate across it, a rope across it, and so forth. And so please advise all your, all the kids on four-wheelers and motorcycles and stuff that is no longer access to the state land. Basically no direct access from the subdivision onto the state land. Over down 4,500 is the access to the state land in the Forest Service area. Because we have, enough trespassing and so forth, it's now been gated off. So.
Is there any chance we could put a sign on the top of Gray Owl there on the corner that says dead end or something? You'd be surprised how many people go down there and turn around and come back. Go down there. I can count 10 or 12 people a day that do that.
Well, we have the same thing. I put a sign up on Chickadee, dead end, no turn around. And, about half the people turn around there. The rest of them come right up the road into the dead end and then back up. We've had some with trailers, the guy with a 40-foot trailer and a some four-wheelers on behind the 40-foot trailer really has trouble turning around in those little cul-de-sacs.
Yeah. Well, but Ron, we're going to talk about signs in the subdivision, so if that's something that we want to look at when we're doing signs is where the dead ends are. We can look at that and see what the, how that works.
I think wouldn't
be a bad thing.
We probably need to spend a little bit of money on signs. Several of them have gotten snow blown away. I know the one out on Chickadee and 4400, got hit by the snowplow a couple times. So that's something, I guess the consensus is we should spend a few dollars and fix up some signs. Dead end signs probably should be on the list.
And I can help with all the graphic design aspect, sign, all that. That's up my alley, so.
Anybody that prints signs or anybody have a sign company, we need to.
Alpha Graphics in Rexburg can do all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, well, all right, well, we'll have to talk about that. So we'll see, we spend a few dollars on it, but I think signage in the subdivision, advertising, speed limits, dead ends and other things, because we've got several dead ends, in the subdivision that, sure enough, to get to the dead end, and then got to cut a couple donuts on their way out. So it's always a mess there. So beware that, there is no direct access from the subdivision to the state land, anymore. That corner down there was used for years, and now people have invested in driveways and stuff in there. So we got to respect that.
You can still come down there and visit me, though.
Yeah, well, you're up the hill.
As long as we're visiting.
Can we cut across your land?
No.
I guess one noxious weed. We're getting leaf, quite a bit of spurge in the area. We've had some discussions on it. We have 1 foot per gallon, and it's about $1.35 a gallon. So that means 100 feet is going to cost you $135. If we get 10 homeowners to buy in on it, we don't have to pay a delivery fee, and that'll be a couple hundred dollars. So we need to have everybody who's interested in that, let's get together after the meeting and, down these various corners, need a little bit of extra. We don't feel it's part of the, all the property owners to pay, because several people don't need it, several people don't have any property that the dust affects, but there are several that are really, really get a good dose of dust. So, Jay, and a few of the others are quite interested in this. So I guess get a hold of me after the meeting and we'll figure out how we're going to approach that. So again, a gallon does a foot on the laterally on the road, and it's $1.35. So it's magnesium chloride. So it's a known, hydroscopic agent. So it absorbs what little moisture is in the dew and other things, and keeps the road surface, binds up some of the dust.
How long does it last?
Typically a year, typically a season, because it'll work. It'll get dissolved and get washed out with rain and the snow. But speaking of rain, did anybody see the rain last night? Four drops on the.
Except your place.
Been some discussion about exterior lighting on the houses and so forth. The night sky, you come up here because you can still see the stars. But if you put big night lights out and blast them up into the sky, we're gonna turn into more of a residential area than a good open space area. So be aware of that, everybody. We've got a few that are gonna need to be some work done on them, but just be aware if you do anything of that light nature, we do like the night skies. There's been some, subdivision is growing. Look at the number of people we have here. We have a lot of new people in the area. Not a shooting range. And so, we'll let the kids go out and shoot, you know, pop cans in the backyard. We'd appreciate that because there, you know, there are other places around you can do that, just not, please not in the subdivision, because that, you know, we're getting enough houses, enough people here that it's no longer, you know, two people in the subdivision. One of the comment about building and so forth is, before you build, get a survey of your property. Make sure you know where your what is your property and where your property limits are. We've had a few errors in the stake placements. They're here from the 1979 surveys. You know, Tim ran into that over at his place. Cost him, 20 feet off the corner where you thought was your property there, down the end of a cul-de-sac, because it's on the hillside and so forth, but the surveys, licensed surveyor will tell you where you can plot, because there are setbacks and other requirements, you know. We have some of those problems where people are not built too close or put driveways and other things too close to the setbacks, and there are, several of the properties have, restrictions along that line. So, right now we have some building activity kind of picked up this year. Down here the Cardies are. How close are you?
Real close.
What's gonna this summer?
Another month, yeah.
No, another month is close. Wow.
Cool.
They worked all winter, you know, and the contractors in here all winter and so forth. So we're put a big effort into getting the house down there. So, Tim over here has a kit piled up around his house over there. Some assembly required.
That's right.
What do you predict there?
I think the month of July will be pretty busy, and I'll have the crew. There'll be probably about 6 or 7 guys coming up there, but I'll make sure they drive slow coming in to my place and whatnot. So should be busy for July, but then after that, it'll slow down a little bit.
So let's see who else. How? Where are you at? What's your plans this year?
Just put the footings in yesterday. So.
Put in some footings yesterday. Okay.
One thing that might be a problem, Tim, that you and I might have.
Yeah.
Is I've got outhouse down there for all the construction guys. We might need one more down there.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Well, 2's not enough.
Well, we can send them over to Joe's. He's got one too if we need to. Those guys you and I have, though, they come every week no matter what, so yeah. they're pretty good that way.
Okay.
And I got mine downwind of everything, so I'm good.
So let's see, lots. A few have changed hands. I guess the most recent one would be lot number 90, which is out at the corner of Chickadee and 4400. You know, met the folks there the other day. I had my mower over there and I knocked down some brush and sagebrush and stuff so they could have a place to park the camper. So we haven't seen any activity along that line. They did put in a well. We had several wells punched in this year. I heard secondhand that after the 1st of July that there are some water restrictions or restrictions on new wells that say you no use other than domestic use. You can't use it to water the flowers in your front yard or the sagebrush or anything. So it appears that the new, permits are coming with some restrictions on them. So everybody else here, I think, still already got a well or got a working one.
How would they monitor that?
your friends, the Cannons, tell them about what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, the Cannons, I guess the shack or the house up on the ridge there, we've had three meetings, Tim and I, or just myself, with their, quote, contractor. He is a reputable contractor who is building some other houses in the area. Basically, the discussion still boils down to, you need an engineered set of drawings, plans, to get a building permit, to do something with that structure up there, and you can't leave it on the property forever.
And if you don't know the backstory on that, it was basically a derelict cabin that they kind of moved in the dark of night and plunked it on there. The floor had fallen out. It's just it's an eyesore and a mess. And so
it's over 100 years old. It came from along the river at Back's End where they built the new hotel. That was one of the shacks that they used to rent down along the river that had river access. And so the building faced the river, so that whole side of it, I mean, from the windows down, I mean, you can see through the building, and it's built out of, lodge poles, hand-cut green lodge poles. The roof has been patched a couple, three times. No ways could it ever meet any building code as far as the current building requirements that we've all had to go through as far as earthquake, wind load, snow load, all those kind of things are part of the building code. Basically, the subdivision relies on the county building codes as they're applicable in the subdivision, and we have, as far as the covenants go, we have to approve the building plans before the county will issue a permit. Sometimes it's questionable what they're going to do there, but the county cannot enforce the anything until you have a building permit and are building a against the permit. So, other problems in the subdivision, it's the subdivision's responsibility. And since we are not a corporation, we can't go out and, as a corporation, take any legal action. It has to be done from a private group, the board or somebody has to personally go file any legal action. So, John's been through that in the past, so we know that, that's the, the benefit of not having an official homeowners association, which is a legal entity. Right now, we have a set of covenants that were, originally, 1979, I think. So let's see. Richard, what's the winter plan? Before preface that is, Tim and down the Gray Owl, what are your winter plans down the hill there? Or how much are you going to be? We haven't been going down that hill. We've been piling it up in the corner of the your turnaround down there. So,
well, I want to come visit. I got a friend with a snow cat that can bring me in there for a week or something.
We know that. Snow cat. Yeah. So, I guess that's a new nuance we're going to have to address, specifically how much you're going to, we've been keeping it pretty well open down to your place. You were able to get in most all the winter.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad of a winter also. So.
Except for the wind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Chickadee. We started last winter digging a foundation down there. We had not opened Chickadee. No winter access was needed or had ever been needed down through there. So they were in and out November and December, you know, with a little track hoe in there digging around. And then complained about the opening, you know, the road wasn't open. So I asked, told him, well, have you told anybody you wanted to keep the road open? No. Well, then, you know, the road was, you know, snow was piled up at the end of the road, especially early in the season when you use a plow and push it down the road there. So I don't know, have they...
They talked to us and we said it's not open in the winter.
Right, so no, I told him you need to, you know, put down some money, you know. Money is what opens the roads in the winter. So, exactly. So with that opening, Richard is the manager of the winter snow activities
here. I don't
know
how I was so blessed to get this opportunity to serve our community.
House at the gateway, now you got a new neighbor, you can pass it on.
It's your good luck.
But nonetheless, I am happy to do what I'm doing. It's not too much of a burden, but it takes a little bit of work to keep the roads open. We try to keep that main artery open. We need to keep that artery open because of emergencies. Vehicles that need to come in during the winter time, and that's why we went to the model of actually starting to bill a minimum of $35 to those landowners at least that didn't even come in during the winter time, you know. And sometimes they get confused on where the funds are supposed to go. Diane just gave me a check from somebody that had given her the $35, and of course I'm pretty stingy about that money. I like to get it for what it's for the snow removal. But nonetheless, it just seems to be working good. I'd like to give a hand out to Ron because we didn't even have to bring in Tyler Cute or anybody else this winter. Ron took care of the roads all winter long. So
I plowed six times. I plowed six times.
That's right. He used Ron's truck, didn't you?
Yeah, the old red truck. It's down on my property with the probably has the keys in it. Just unplug it, you know. Pump the gas a few times, and it's a 1984 model, four-speed, but it's plugged in, so it'll start all winter long. You know, probably have gas in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Run the blade up and down. Don't leave it down too low. You know, in the V mode, because you will plow out a lot of gravel, you know, before we get a good base established. But it's got, leave the chains on it year round, so it pulls out a few people that get stuck, you know, and so forth. But
Well, Zarwin helps. He helps. You help down there. Terry helps.
Everything.
Hal Bingham helps a lot.
Get it done, you know. Yes. I don't live here full time, so yeah. Come in and out and get it when the weather really gets bad, if we can get here. If not, you know, we do have backup. So, and also, John has been taking care of some of this road on this end of the trees here. You know, what's the
move? Does Hal help with some of that too? Does Hal Bingham help, or does it mostly just
Hal Bingham often takes care of from his place up on top down to 4500. I take care of everything from the corner of Blue Jay and Golden Eagle all the way up to 4500. So if we're here, it's clear. If we're not here, it's not clear. And,
I come through a couple times.
Yeah, I've always been through a few times.
But I was up here
most of the time we're
growing
it up. And I can help here on Purple Things. So, yeah.
And when we need to, I do call Tyler Cute. He's a farmer. He actually works for the school district. Maintenance, but he has a huge outfit
that comes
through.
Yeah, he's got a big one.
If it gets bad enough,
what's the story? You had a big good blower in here last week.
Yeah, I have an access to one. If I need out, I guess.
What kind of time frame is it to get it in on site?
Day or two. He's just right over here, 2 miles.
Okay.
He's over in Squirrel, I think.
Yeah, Squirrel area. So we'll have to explore those and figure out how we're, you know, when we need, you know.
But just so you know, accounting-wise, we had about $1,100 in the account left over from the previous year. And this year, our fees did go up significantly because it costs more to maintain equipment and keep the equipment going. So, and fuel costs have gone up. But I still charge, I think we're charging about $400 for those that live here
are year-round or come in more than just occasionally. If you're just someone that comes in occasionally, I think it's $250, and then for just the landowners, it's $35, which I don't think is really, really bad to charge those fees for that.
Hey, and, I have a question. I'm wondering if we ought to, we only charge those outside of the trees, the 35 landowners. But since it's going to keep 45 to 44 open, maybe we ought to charge everybody in the trees just that normal 35.
Well,
yes or no?
We'll have to look at it.
No comment.
The worst part of the roads are
on that
where we get the wind.
The western side of the trees is where you get all the wind, and that's what closes the roads. Twice in the same day, you know, you can plow it out and come back and plow it out again. So,
anyway, I've collected enough money again this year, and I like to use email. So if you don't have a current email. Diane and I kind of keep in contact with each other on that. But that's the easiest, most efficient way for me to send a bill out is to do it through email. So watch your emails. For those that I don't have emails for, then I still use snail mail. And we send you a letter and everything that way too. So, but I've collected enough money just about to take care of the, just a few, maybe $100 or more, just shy, but I've got some more money coming in. So we'll get Ron paid off for what he needs to do. For, I think the bill came to about $4,600. This year for the snow removal. But that's what it takes to keep that white stuff out of the way so we can keep it clear. So anyway, thank you.
So good news, Rachel just started a Facebook page for the subdivision. So she's working on it. She's got a little twerks, but she's working on it. So any of you guys who use Facebook, that'll be kind of there to show pictures and comments.
Get the address and figure out how to get into it then.
All right. I gotta figure that out too.
We can put a link on the web page too. You guys.
So if you like lose your umbrella or your dog or something, it's right. Just that's right. Kind of what
I think it's a good Facebook idea.
No, it's a great idea.
You see a bear and you think everyone wants to look at it. It's not a like complaining page, or it's right. Not an
it's
ad.
It's a happy page.
It's a happy page.
So, again, thanks everybody coming. Any whatever open discussions? What other issues and
please.
Stuff do we need to address? Bears?
We've had bears in the neighborhood in the last few days, and so please keep your garbage managed, unlike just up the hill, there's still garbage in a can that's sitting out there, and we all have pets and everything else, and we don't want to lose any of them, so please be careful. A fed bear is a dead bear, and we don't want to kill any bears if we don't have to.
Are you, Jim, sitting down at your place here a week or so ago?
Yeah, we had a couple down there, so but they're kind of always there.
I've
seen them at my place, back in the trees, a couple three times in the last month. They've come, cruised down through the side, around the building, so forth. So they're definitely there, down here behind your house. So bears, there are, bear-proof trash cans available. There. If you look in the Island Park News, there's some advertisements for those. If you're not going to manage the garbage, and haul it off, if you're going to park it out at the street, you better have some way to keep the bears out of it, because I know they've, over the years, we've gotten into it. And those are the guys that come back. They come right back, because once they get a bite of food, they'll be back on that circuit.
So it keeps them alive.
From the historian, it pays to keep a clean can. Bears may be a problem, but the worst problem is skunks.
We have eradicated a few skunks. My dogs got into them right in my driveway. Oh, wow. In my driveway here recently. So, know, the skunks are a problem, you know. They're open season on skunks, I think, around here.
You just put a moratorium on shooting.
There's a difference.
You just tell them a really sad story and they'll do it themselves.
It's gun control, you know. And there are silent shooters in the neighborhood. So, you know, silencers work.
Yeah. Can't even hear Jeff's 22.
Again, anybody wants to look at. Or I think I probably got a couple, three copies of the subdivision maps, and they're out there online. I guess the only thing we need to do is figure out what we're going to do about the dust control. Who all wants to get involved in that? I guess, Jay over here is kind of raising his hand. He's got the biggest, a big problem. So.
Well, it's a problem.
Well,
44 is the big problem.
Yeah, 44, and I don't know whether we can complain to the county about that. I'm sure that the folks that bought the house probably on the corner there, that lot there, they're going to need it. I had a discussion with them the other day. I said, I recommend you put, he's told me where he's going to put his house. He says, I recommend you put your house far away from 4400 if you can, because that, that's a major problem there. Well, anybody else got anything you want to talk about? We are looking for some new board members, and I think on the bottom of your cup, I was going to put a star on the bottom. whoever got the cup with the star on it, got volunteered to be part of the board.
I'm glad we got cans.
I don't see anybody turning over your cup. I see them shuffling around the table. Again, thanks everybody for coming. You got anything else?
I don't have anything else.
I just want to say I appreciate all that you guys do. I know what it takes and the time that it takes and some of the conflicts that come up, and appreciate all you board members and the time that you take.
Yep, we're all good.
Coming from the ex-president.
Pleasure being up here, Working with a lot of good folks here. Well, there's some cookies left and some more macaroni salad and stuff. You better get up here and get another round. Until next year, right? Same time, same place next year?